我哋打開聖經，我哋睇希伯來書十三章。Turning your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13。今日咧就係香港一個好特別嘅日子。Today is a very important day in Hong Kong， 因為今日係香港啱啱11點應該完咗第一輪選舉。Because at 11 o'clock they should have completed the first round of voting for the executive chief executor of Hong Kong。咁啊，今日咧，我哋係即係可能因為呢件事咧，就好多人會有好多即係唔同嘅心情。And maybe because of this whole election process and everything, you know, we might have different things that we're thinking about. 我哋聽啲新聞報告，睇啲社論啊，見到好多辯論，即係可能會影響你心情嘅。Maybe you look in the newspaper, you see the debates, you read the columns, you know, you have different emotions that are going on. 其實每次政府有轉變，就可能會有啲疑問。You know, every time the government goes through transitions, you know, we might have different types of questions and doubts. 可能我哋會問咧，係轉機定危機？Maybe you ask, is this an opportunity or is it a crisis? 可能你會問係有唔同嘅疑慮。Maybe you have different concerns. 所以今日呢，我哋要思想到呢，啱啱上個月呢，中國完咗人大會係嘛？ And that just last month, you know, the China's People Congress, you know, resumed or completed their talk.我聽到咧，就温家寶有幾個月就要卸任啦，任期完咗。You know, 温家寶 ，you know, just a few months, he's going to complete his term and he's going to get a new guy in there. 你知道美國咧，又今年選舉年啦。You know, United States this year is the United States election year for a new president. 上個月或者兩個幾月前啊，俄羅斯又係又競選又作廢又再選。And in Russia, just a month or so ago, you know, they had an election for Putin, and then it was redone. And oh, they tie up Australia, the thing being, 北非的問題. They tied up 朝鮮半島呢個星期又緊張. Iran, 美國又威脅可能要談判唔掂. 以色列話可能要核武炸佢. And then you know, you look at North Africa, you look at Syria, what's going on there?And then how about, you know, in the Korean Peninsula this week, very tense. And even in Iran, Israel is threatening to nuke them. And the United States is saying we're coming to the end of our discussion period. Maybe we have to take military action.
其實有啲好緊張。我哋睇呢啲今日我哋咪講政治。我哋教會唔中意講政治。但我哋應該睇我哋身為基督徒，基督徒對政治有咩立場睇法。We're not going to be talking about politics this morning, but what we Christians should try to stay away from that. But we want to look at what is our Christian responsibility to a government.
因為我哋基督教咧一個好嘅地方咧，我哋有唔同嘅立場睇法、唔同嘅觀點，我哋嚟到教會去放低曬，一齊侍奉敬拜主，係咪？Because the great thing about being a Christian is we can come from different backgrounds, different positions, and different philosophies, and we come to Christ and we have, can have peace without all this battle and stuff. 但是在主里面呢，我们应该有个清晰神要求的信仰。But in Christ we should have a clear understanding of what does God want us to do.
所以今日喺呢個嘅十三章十七節係俾我哋一個好好嘅提醒。
And so here in chapters 13, verse 17 of Hebrews, it gives us a very clear guideline.
我哋一路喺希伯來書睇緊，上個星期講過我哋要獻上嘴唇嘅祭。
And we've been studying in the book of Hebrews, and last week we talked about offering the sacrifice of praise of our lips.
講到讚美之後。現在又講到這個責任
And after talking about praise in worship to God, now it's asking us to, what is our responsibility? So it's a psalm term, a tutsi. So in verse 17 of chapter 13, Neimun yu ji chong na se yan do neimun de te yu sun po yan wai ta mun wai neimun de ling wun de si hao king sing ho chung na chung loi sao chung de yan neimun yu ji ta mun sao de si hao yao phai lo but si yao sao yu yao sao sao yu neimun. Obey the leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, and that would be of no advantage to you. Oh, yes, I thank you. That's great. Dear so, we thought to name, we come here, hi, do, yes, I, hi, make a while. You, how many times, when you were king, when we didn't doubt, don't worry. What a kid of COVID, love turns to my worry. Sat young, English, you know, we thought to you, hang with vocal. 今天我们的主题是基督徒对政府的责任。 So the title of my message this morning is Christian Responsibility to the Government. 我们读这个经文呢，就是其实可以是两边的，是有两个不同的强调或者两个不同的看法。 This passage that we just read actually has two different applications. There's two different emphases on it. 有一个呢，就可以讲到教会里面的领袖。 In the first, you could apply it to Christian leadership in the church.
因为是从一方面来讲紧，我哋教会里边有个教派，有个领导群嘅。
Because you know, in the church there is a hierarchy or a system that God has set up.
咁我哋系喺主里边，我哋系应该尊重同埋顺服神安排我哋职场嘅领导人。
And so as Christians, we should honor, respect, and obey those Christian leaders that God has put over us.
Sometimes
we don't like that. We like to do our own thing, you know.
但这个经文说,我们有属灵的领导人,也都有世界属世的领导人。
But you know, the fact is that we have Christian leaders over us, and we also have secular leaders over us.
两个都是神安排,
and both of them are appointed by God.
这个经文说得很好,说看谁是做我们的领导人,有人会信,有人会信.
And the fact is, this passage brings out so clearly that no matter who your leader is, that one day they will be responsible before God for what you do.
所以我们做属灵的长者呢，我哋要好小心，我哋唔好随便话要做领导。
And so as Christian leaders, we need to be careful not take it lightly just to be a leader.
因为我哋带领教会嘅时候，每一句说话都要交上喺神面前，有责任喎。Because
every word that we speak in the church will affect other people, and one day we have to give account for it.
无论我们讲到大茶经或者领师大敬拜都系嘅，whether
we're preaching, teaching, leading, or even leading worship, you know, if we're leading, standing up here, we're responsible for God's word.
咁所以我哋系一定要系谨慎小心，按照神嘅睇法嚟做。
So we need to be careful and do it the way that God wants us to do it.
但系我哋弟兄姊妹亦都要尊重。
But as Christians in the church, we also have to accept and submit to the leaders that God has put over us.
那这个依从呢，就可以有一个含义，就要守法。
You know, to obey in one sense, it can mean that we have to keep the law.
因为家有家规，国有国法，系咪？
Because in families, we have our rules and regulations in the country, and so the same.
所以我们一定要守法，基督徒应该守法，是吧？
The Christian should obey the law.
但是这个依从亦都有另一个表示，就是信任。
But to obey also has another meaning behind it, that you must have trust.
是吧？因为如果你不信任你的领导人，你不会跟从他。
Because if you don't trust your leader, you're not going to follow him. 心想在教会里面做同工，想做领袖，那你要先学怎样去做一个谦卑的仆人。
And if you want to be a leader in the church, then you must first learn how to be a servant. A servant is to serve others.
因为我们教会里面服侍是要帮助大家建立成为基督的身体。
As we serve in the church, it's to help people grow in Christ.
神是建立我们教会有为牧师、师母，有天叔、Linda， 有头叔、有白师母。我们这些是教会一些领导层面，也都有我们理事会有些长执。
And so here in our church, you guys set up a Pete and Kat and Tim and Linda and a cow and his wife and my wife. You know, we're the spiritual leaders here in this church. And then we have our board, you know, and our elders. And so these are the leaders that God has set up over us.
我们是在这是为了服侍你们的，不是枪，不是控制，操控你们。
We are here to serve you, not to control you and manipulate you.
神是要我们是用爱心服侍。
God wants us to lead you in love.
所以我们引导，在这个讲到引导嘛，他说你依从那些引导你的人啊。
Here says, obey the leaders and submit to them as they lead you. In Chinese, it says, leading you.
我们属灵领袖应该是引导人。
As leaders, we should be leading.
我们是要做一个榜样。
We need to be an example.
我都有一些我思想的属灵领袖。
And I have spiritual leaders over me.
在美国我们有以前的牧师传道，都是我的属灵的传道，是我的思想。
And I have my spiritual leaders in the United States that are over me and that I'm accountable to them.
我们都有我们这个的教会的理事会，我们都是要跟他交账。
And we have our church board here, and I am accountable to them.
所以我们在教会里面是彼此是要交账，也都要向神交账。
And so in the church, you know, we have to be accountable to each other, and we also have to be accountable to Christ.
Advice,
you can
的必是取刑罰，作官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？只要行善，就可得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你无益啊，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的配件，他是神的用人，是神啊身边的刑罚，乃作恶的。所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为人心。That every person is subject to the government, so there is no further question that in those that have.
弟兄姊妹，这个经文讲得好好，可能有些人不喜欢这个经文。
This passage is very clear and very good. Maybe some of us don't like it.
因为我们不喜欢顺服政府。
Because we don't like to submit to government.
是吧？我们是需要顺服神安排在我们身上的政府。
We need to submit to the government that God has put over us.
世界有很多的政府，很多不同的政制方法。
You know, there are many different governments in the world today, and many different styles of government.
抗拒政府就是抗拒神的。
And to resist the government is to resist God.
是这个罗马书讲的。
That's what it says here in Romans.
所以我们需要呢，就是明白当时保罗写这个的经文的时候，当时的世界是怎样。
We need to understand what the world was like when Paul wrote this.
保罗呢就是罗马帝国一个的子民。
Paul was a citizen of the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国是一个军事国家，是掌权，是独裁主义。
And the Roman Empire was a military power, and it was a dictatorship, an emperor.
是罗马说什么你要做什么
，and whatever Rome said, you had to do it.
保罗本身是多次因为福音的缘故坐监的。
And Paul himself was put in prison many times for preaching the gospel.
但是保罗说，在当时他的环境就要顺服这个罗马帝国独裁主义。
And what he's saying, at the time, I must submit to this Roman Empire dictator. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 to 17.
彼得就是保罗写罗马书之后一段时间，当时的逼迫仲厉害。
And Peter wrote this first book of Peter a little bit later than Paul wrote the book of Romans, and at that time the persecution was even worse. It was more persecution.
彼得怎样讲？彼得话：你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派平恶赏赐的神采。因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以塞住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可藉着自由遮盖恶毒，总要作神的仆人，务要尊敬众人，亲爱敬教中的弟兄，
They all suffered persecution, and yet they said, we must submit to the government. What did Jesus teach?
你會記得耶穌呢,有人來試探他問, 我們應不應該納粹被該殺?
You remember they came to Jesus and they said, hey, should we give tax to Caesar, to Roman Empire?
他們想試探耶穌, 你看馬太福音22章21節, 耶穌怎麼說? 他說,
in Matthew chapter 22, verse 21, it says, they said, Caesar, he said to them, therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
他們說是該殺的, 耶穌這樣, 耶穌說這樣, 該殺的物當歸給該殺, 神的物當歸給神。 因為耶穌問他呢,拿個銀紙給我看, 誰的樣子在這裡?
But Jesus asked them, he said, hey, give me some money, give me a coin, this picture is that.
我說該殺, 所以耶穌說, 如果怎麼該殺給他們呢?
Jesus said, okay, Jesus came back to you.
因為如果耶穌當時說, 猶太人不需要納粹被羅馬, 羅馬立刻拘捕他, 說他起革命, 控告他。
If Jesus has said that we don't need to give tax to the Roman Empire, then the Romans would have arrested Jesus as a traitor, as a rebellious guy.
如果耶稣说要纳粹犹太人会拒绝他，说你不是我们的尼才，因为尼才要释放我们去罗马。
And if Jesus said we don't have to, we have to pay taxes to Rome, then all the Jews would say, you're not the Messiah, because the Messiah came to set us free from the Roman Empire.
所以我们看到耶稣答得很好，基督徒都要纳税。
And so Jesus gave us a very good answer. He says, even Christians need to pay taxes.
那个钱是国家出，就是那个钱给国家。
And if that money is printed by your country, then give it back to the country.
其实不是你的钱。
你出糧不是你的,是政府的。 It's not your money, it's the government. They printed it, right?
所以要神就给神,所以人就给神。
So if it belongs to God, give it to God. If it belongs to man, give it to man.
但是我们不喜欢纳税,我是美国人,我都要纳税。
I don't like paying tax. I'm American. I have to pay tax in the United States.
要是真每次纳税,我觉得很容易。
And every time I pay tax, I feel very painful, you know?
你看下个月,下个月初就要纳税,
and next month I have to pay tax to the American government.
那这个时候,很多人会讨论,下个月,我怎么准确?
Can I cheat out my taxes, you know, and make it...
你没有政府能做到?
You can cheat and you can deceive the government, but you will never deceive God. And we should be honest and do our responsibility. And one time Peter asked Jesus, do I need to pay tax to the temple tax? Because he didn't have any money. He said, Peter, go fishing.
彼得就去釣魚,拿一條魚裡面有個銀紙,
and Peter went fishing, he got a fish and there's a coin in it.
耶穌說,你拿這個銀紙,拿你的稅,我的稅,
and he said, okay, you go pay your tax and my tax.
耶穌都說,
even Jesus paid tax.
那我們應不應該做自己?耶穌說得很準確。其實有些政府呢, 不是神所設立的,可能那些人不是基督徒,我們覺得,我不用信服。
Maybe you think there are some countries that God didn't set up, you know, they're not Christian governments, so I don't have to pay attention to them.
不是,聖經的教導是所有政府都是神設立。
The teaching of the Bible is that all governments are established by God.
就算不信神的政府,都是神容許他在那裡執著。
And even if it's a non-Christian government, God is allowing them to be in authority over that land. 可以用得着俗世的不信水的人去做。
You know, God can use non-Christians for His purpose. 你记不记得以色列人被俘虏去巴比伦，是神讲明巴比伦是神的器皿。
If you remember when the Jews were taken into captivity into Babylon, God said that the Babylonian army was His tool, His instrument to do that.
啱唔啱？
跟住我哋见到过咗一段时间，神系用波斯马代嚟系释放以色列人翻翻去到。
And then after a time, 70 years, God used the Medo-Persian Empire to set the Israel free, send them back to the country.
所以神可以用一啲系俗世嘅官去做佢嘅主意。
And so God can use some non-Christian governments to do His will.
你睇约翰福音十九章十节。
Look in the book of John, chapter 19, verse 10.
约翰福音十章十九章第十至十一节，耶稣喺比拉多面前受审。
Jesus was standing in front of Pilate and being tried.
第十节，比拉多说：你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄打你钉在十字架？耶稣回答说：若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄弹我，所以把我交给那的人啦。你的那人最甚重。
Pilate said to him, "Will you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to use you and to authority to speak to you?" Jesus answered him, "You have no authority over me at all unless it is given you from above. Therefore, he who is delivered me over to you has given me."
耶稣的意思就是比拉多这个罗马政之官的权柄都是神给的。
And so he's saying that Pilate's authority as a Roman servant was actually given by God.
比拉多就站在这里。And Pilate is provided Jesus' authority.
等于以前美国是一个爱神的国家，现在是。
The United States used to be a country that loved Jesus. Now they turn away from God. 美国以前受神的福气，现在就是神的福气渐渐离开。
And the United States used to be a country blessed by God, but now God's blessing is gradually turning away.
你看到美国呢，越来越腐败，越来越败坏。
And if you look at the United States, it's becoming more and more immoral and more sinful.
香港人澳门人
Hong Kong and Macau people have to realize the truth.
没神的民主就是败坏。
Democracy without God is rotten.
没神的民主就是一个最弱最腐败的。
Without moral standards, without values, without God, democracy is the weakest form and the worst form of government.
如果我们是觉得民主是重要，但是我们忽略神的重要呢？
我们看错。
If we're just looking for and thinking democracy is important, and we're forgetting about the importance of God, then we've made a big mistake.如果神可以用得着巴比伦、波斯、罗马做佢嘅器皿，佢任何政权都可以用。
If God can use the Roman Empire, the Babylonian Empire, and the Medo-Persian Empire to be His vessels, He can use any empire.
我哋基督徒要对准我哋嘅神，唔系对准地上。
As Christians, we need to put our focus on our God and not on our worldly government.
但是我们基督徒有一个责任对我们的神。
But as Christians, we have a responsibility to our government.
你看提摩太前书第一节至第三节。
Look in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
我们有一 responsibility.
我哋要信服，我哋要依从，我哋要立税，仲有一样嘢要做。
We need to submit, we need to obey, we need to pay tax, and there's something else we need to do.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告就是靠主的，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，以你们可以自行尊敬平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们教主面前可蒙悦纳。
Very clear, our responsibility is pray for your leaders. Pray for your government. We need to pray for China. We need to pray for Macau. Pray for the chief administrator of Macau. We need to pray for the different government official heads.
我们需要为立法会祷告。 We need to pray for our laws making people. What are you talking about? Legislature.
我们要为法官祷告。
We need to pray for our judges and our police officers.
因为他管住我们，我们要为他祷告求神。 给他有智慧，给他有聪明，给他有办事能力，让神咧就听我哋嘅祷告，影响佢嘅抉择。 We need to pray that God will give them wisdom, give them understanding, give them ability to rule properly, and pray that God will give them wise.
系咪？我哋需要求神引导政府。
We need to pray that God will lead our government officials.
我们需要为香港特首祷告，为今日嘅选举祷告。
We need to pray for the chief administrator in Hong Kong for today's election.
我们有呢个责任，系用祷告影响呢个局势。
We have the responsibility to use our prayers to influence what's going on.
其实选举有一样嘢要明白。
There's something we need to understand about election.
无论你是谁都好，你选举的时候你可能选错。
No matter who you are, when you cast a ballot, you can be wrong.
我们很多人在美国是这样，我为什么选那个人？因为觉得他漂亮。
In the United States, a lot of people vote because they like the way the guy looks. He's handsome, man. He's got charisma.
有时选举因为他讲嘢叻啊，我中意听他讲嘢，佢讲嘢可以调立。
We like the way he talks, you know, he's a great orator, but it could all but just be a bunch of hot air.
在美国是这样的，选举的时候，多数讲很多漂亮的东西，入了位的时候是全部忘记了。
You know, in the United States, you know, they all give all these great promises, but when they get in office, they forget it all.
所以我们的选举可以错的。
Our election can be wrong.
谁知道三年后、四年后，那个人会怎样决定呢？
Who knows what decisions he's going to make 3 years, 4 years from now?
所以我们应该祷告，神在这个选举里面，神求你的旨意成就。
So we should pray, Lord, let your will be done in this election.
神，你知道整体，我哋唔知，我哋净系呢幅画咧，系砌图画咧，我哋净系睇到我哋嘅小部分咧。我担心啊，学制或者担心啊，经济担心呢样嘢，但系神睇到成部嘢嘅。
You know, in this whole jigsaw puzzle, we only share a little piece. You know, what we're concerned about. I'm concerned about education. I'm concerned about economics. I'm concerned about that. But God sees the whole picture.
所以当我哋祷告咧，我哋可以知道祷告有影响力。 祷告力量多过选举力量，你同唔同意？
Prayer has power. Prayer is more powerful than government, that is more powerful than everybody in Hong Kong having a ballot. We need to keep our focus on our God, not on our government. It's God's will that we would pray. And do you know how Jesus prayed? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, Jesus told us so clearly. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus told us to pray that his will would be done on earth. Have you prayed that for Hong Kong in this election? Lord, let your will be done in Hong Kong. If you don't pray for your government, you have no authority to do so. 如果你为他祷告, and if you're praying for them, you will not complain about them. Whatever you do, if you do anything like that, remember who you are. You are a Christian first. So if you do And so if you ever get in a protest or a demonstration, you are representing Jesus. 如果你在这里说话, 做事就会毁谤基督的名誉呢, if you're doing anything that would be counteractive to the cause of Christ, you should not do it. 如果你在这里扔东西,在这里说话好像很生气,想打死人,那这个是不是代表基督呢? If you're throwing things and arguing and getting mad and, you know, steaming at your out of your ears, you know, like you want to kill somebody, is that glorifying? Examine our hearts. A Christian should be a Christian in everything we do. the ways of the government, but on one issue, he stood firmly and said, I will not eat their food. He said, this is the law.
Dan Yi Lei Dou Ting An, why more than your home, don't you? They thought they were the doctor.
And Daniel was firm on that. I'm not going to do that because of my religion. You want to kill me, kill me.
跟住佢三個朋友係一樣,
and then his three friends were the same.
佢話要向尼布甲尼撒王起嗰個像向佢下拜,
佢三個話我哋唔拜,
我哋只係拜真神.
And then Nebuchadnezzar built a statue and said everyone must bow to it, and these three guys said, no, we will not bow to it because we only bow to God.
因為這樣他們就被扔到火爐,
and because of that they were put into a fiery furnace.
If the government came in here today and said, Pastor, you can't preach anymore in the name of Jesus, if you do, we're going to arrest you, then you've got to arrest me.
I knew your name, Lord, I'm with them. In this one instance, I will not do it.
Your thing, Fu, and
if the government came to you and said, do you believe in Jesus? If you believe, we'll kill you right now. If you reject Jesus, we'll let you go.
如果是我,那你打败我,打败我,因为我不会搞你的.
You want to say that to me, then okay, then I will stand and I will move to Jesus.
Look at chapter 5 of Acts 28:28.
what happens in Hong Kong, to some extent, it's going to affect Macau. Don't think it's not about you.
What are you white people doing?
We need to trade. 温家宝 谢任有新人上台。